Travel Talk with Visit Czech Republic. Plan today for check-in 2021. Visit czechrepublic.com.
Sunshine 106.8. Sunshine 106.8.
All right, Ed, as always, it is a pleasure to have you back. And this, the first Travel Talk for 2021. So happy New Year to you first and foremost. And I trust you had a lovely Christmas.
I did indeed, Cara. Lovely Christmas. Nice and relaxing. I'm sure, you know, like everybody else, it was a different Christmas. The New Year is here and positivity. We see the vaccines getting rolled out. So yeah, I think, you know, there's a lot of bright lights on the horizon. So hopefully we'll have a much better year this year than we did last year anyway.
Absolutely. Amen to that. Amen to that. And hopefully too, we'll have some travel options throughout the, well, we will have travel options, no doubt about it. And this is one of our themes now for January in Travel Talk, is for you to actually share some different travel options for us over the next 12 months.
Exactly. Just three ones I picked there, right, that are, I thought, are really, really nice new kind of things that are happening. Three lovely countries I love: France, Greece and Italy. And starting off, Carol, there with Paris and France, cycling became huge this year for the obvious reasons. And there's a fabulous new 420 kilometer long bike route that's running along the River Seine. It's called La Seine à Vélo, and it runs from Paris to Le Havre and Deauville in Normandy. And it's really, really something, because they've put a huge amount of work into it, and it's being launched now this year. I mean, it's just stunning along the way. I mean, you can take in all sorts of gorgeous gourmet things and, you know, treats, and you'll be going through fields of sunflowers. And, you know, depending what time of year you're doing it, Claude Monet's house is on the trail. So it's bursting with culture. I mean, France, of course, is a brilliant country for cycling. You know, I mean, the Tour de France, to say no more, you know. And cycling is seen as a really, you know, a really great sport over there. And I think what's lovely about this is you can say, or you can cycle right up to Le Havre. There's amazing beaches up there. Of course, the beaches in Normandy are famous. But Deauville, Cara, Le Planche de Deauville, that's a beautiful architectural voyage there. You go through these great cathedrals. Rouen, of course, Rouen, the home of Joan of Arc, the Abbey de Jumièges, the Château de Mémaison, the Château de Rouge-Guillon, and all these gorgeous places are all on the route. So you're really in for a treat. And again, they've done a partnership with the France Velo Tourism. It's sort of they have a dedicated website which they've launched, which is kind of, you know, covering the routes, the guides, the accommodations, food, all the different service providers, lots of practical information about the route, the breakdown of the different stages you can do, maps, descriptions of the levels of difficulty. They've really covered it all. It's fantastic what they've done. Mm. So I must say, very impressive. So that's one now that I think would be lovely to do. We'll have it up on the website, but it's lasinevelo.fr, but I'll put it up for people to see. But if you Google La Seine à Vélo, V-E-L-O, it comes up straight away there as well. So that'll be easy.
Okay.
Flights with Aer Lingus and Ryanair, I mean, from $29.99 to Paris. So, you know, very good.
All right. Well, if you're a cyclist, that's going to be right up your street. Now, for me, I have to say, call me lazy, this one, the magnificent island of Santorini.
Yes.
This sounds much more up my street now, in fairness.
And absolutely. And Carol, isn't it just wonderful that we're going to have a direct service with Aer Lingus starting from the 1st of May from Dublin to Santorini? Direct. I mean, we've always had to kind of fly to Athens and get ferries and all sorts. So this is really wonderful. Now, the jewel of the Aegean Sea, known for its spectacular sunsets, whitewashed cubist houses, blue domes perched on the cliffs above that sparkling sea, Santorini is just absolutely unique. I mean, it's a spectacular volcanic island, one of the Greek Cyclades islands, and of course, mythical island, you know, that it had one of the largest volcanic eruptions in history, that the beautiful height that they have there when you look down into the whitewashed shaped houses, as I was saying. All the adjectives, Carol, that you can use, you can apply here, you know, your azul coloured seas, and the sunsets are incredible in Santorini, and probably one of the most romantic and beautiful places in Greece that you can go to. And if you go not during the peak season, like May now, for example, there, and June, September, October would be a gorgeous time as well. It really is just a really special place. And the flights are from 79 each way, by the way, just to let people know that as well.
Can I ask you a question, Ed? And I suppose maybe I'm not sure if you'd have an answer for this yet, but considering the impact that the pandemic and COVID had on travel last year, do you foresee that accommodation or travel will be significantly more expensive this year as they try to kind of recoup their losses?
Definitely, there's going to be a slow return, Carol, to the levels we saw before in terms of accessibility. I mean, Aer Lingus are going to be flying to Rhodes, Corfu, Santorini and Athens next year. So, this year, should I say now. So that is really interesting. And as I said, the fares, I was looking there even in May, I was thinking myself of having a look at a week there. And as I said, they're all available at those rates. Now, that's £160 return. But to get to Santorini before, it was quite difficult. So this is actually really good if you can get those fares. Accommodation-wise, there'll still be lots of availability, Carl, because Santorini was a huge cruise destination as well. And people used to sort of stop over there for a night or two. That I don't see returning in any great way for a while. There's a great website, by the way, that I love. This fella called Dave, Santorini Dave is his name. And if you look that up, right, he's a real from renting little rooms off little old ladies, right, to like kind of luxury. He covers it all. And it's really brilliant. And he's kind of made Santorini his thing. So SantoriniDave.com, I think it's the website. So check it out. But your travel agents, all the travel agents, Carl, will be packaging up stuff as well for Santorini. And as I said, there's loads of flights to Greece next year.
Okay, excellent. Now, you did mention cruises there.
I did.
Obviously, it'll take a while for cruises to get back and for people to get back on boats. And, you know, you and I have talked about cruises before, and I've never gone on a cruise. And I've said to you that if I ever do go on a cruise, I probably will start small and work up from there. And your last one that you have for us now, this really does sound, I have to say, gorgeous.
Yeah, something really kind of a little bit decadent and luxurious, I guess. But yeah, this is really nice. This is the new cruise ship from Uniworld Cruises. It's the SS Venezia. It only takes 126 passengers. Now, this is really very, very, I mean, when I say it's luxurious, I mean, you know, you're talking about fully inclusive. They've designed the lobby of the Venezia to resemble Venice in the 1930s. So it's the decor is this Murano glass, this amazing wallpaper, sort of gilded accents paying homage to the old Venetian style of the early 20th century. And they do a great one there, Carl. They're doing a great itinerary from Milan to Venice, a 10-day trip. And that's a kind of northern Italy cruise. And you stay 7 nights on the ship and then you stay 2 nights in Milan. And again, what I love about this is, again, it's very, there's only, as I said, there's not a huge amount of people that are going on it, but you get to see from Milan to romantic Venice and you get to do all sorts of incredible things there, like a lighting ceremony in St. Mark's Basilica. They do these amazing excursions and they're all included as well. And they go to places that aren't usually so popular, like the vineyards of Valpolicella. You've shopping in Bologna, Padua, of course, which is beautiful. And these are places a lot of people wouldn't go. So it's the kind of gems of northern Italy and loads of UNESCO designated areas, Carl, like Ferrara and, of course, Verona, the famed city of Romeo and Juliet. So very romantic. And again, that is from 3,199 from March through to October. But it includes all your meals, lunches, Carol, dinners, breakfasts, captain's welcome and farewell receptions, gala dinners, unlimited beverages on board, you know, including fine wines, beer, spirits, coffee, tea. So, you know, 8 days of excursions. It's a real treat, this one. And a lot of people, Carol, next year were saying to me that they're going to pick one or two really good holidays rather than what they may have done in the past, because still there'll be a nervousness out there, you know. So they're going just go for things that are really going to kind of be wow, kind of, you know, bucket list stuff. And I think if anyone hasn't done this whole area up in Italy, that's amazing. And by the way, the onboard entertainment on these as well, and they do signature lectures and sort of all sorts of really nice kind of cultural things, which is really lovely.
No, it sounds gorgeous. And only 126 passengers, I have to say.
Yeah,
I mean, that really
isn't that, that's perfect
that really
for you, Carol.
I'm very antisocial.
Ever before COVID, dear. I know, yeah, I was going to say something there, but you're looking.
I know.
You're a great outdoors girl, Carol.
Absolutely, absolutely. My story, I'm sticking to it. Those are three lovely options now, I have to say. The biking in Paris, the magnificent island of Santorini, and the lovely cruise as well. And you're going to put all that information up on the Travel Talk website.
Yes,
of course,
Carol,
we have
absolutely.
A podcast up there as well, if anyone has missed
that. And
that
one there, as I said, I didn't give the website. I think uniworld.com. I don't know if I gave the website, or your travel agent will have all the information on those as well.
Okay, excellent. Well, that's a lovely start now for the year, Ed. And as we said at the beginning of this, this is what we're going to be doing every week now. You're going to be sharing some travel experiences or travel opportunities for us, maybe something a little bit different for 2021. And we look forward to continuing that next week.
Absolutely. And Happy New Year to everybody.
Happy New Year to you too, Ed.
Thanks a million.
Travel Talk with Visit Czech Republic. Plan today for check-in 2021. Visit czechrepublic.com. Sunshine 106.5.